Sutherland and others. My employees are nice, not pushy, and we don't get upset if you want to shop around before making a decision. We stock beds and headboards and have the best prices on power adjustable bases. We have some full-size and California King adjustable bases in stock at clearance prices on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Don't let your fitness habits go on vacation this summer. Take a free intro class at Club Pilates. Find your healthier self with full body workouts for all levels and ages. Get 15% off new memberships. Go to clubpilates.com for more information.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Did you know Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area for 40 years? At Big A Tires, they carry all tire brands priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Nitto, Cooper, and more. They even have used tires. Looking for truck tires? Whatever you need, shoot. Big A also carries tires for your trailer. But Big A Tires also specializes in complete auto repair, including check engine diagnostics, air conditioning repair, brakes, and, of course, oil changes. They can also align your car and replace any parts needed. So, call them today or visit them on Facebook or their website at BigATires.com.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Well, before we get to Fox News, you better talk to William B. before he becomes impatient and testy.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, I was trying to be good today and not call, but come on, man. Fishing for floaters, butt spatulas, sniffing dock straps. Matt, you're pushing it today. You're pushing it.
Fishing for floaters is an actual game.
Yeah.
Got it right here. It is an actual game.
You can get it at Toys R Us. Oh, no, you can't.
No, you
can't get it at Toys R Us.
The weather doesn't smell much better either.
the butt spatula, the baby bum brush, that's for... It's where you put the it's an applicator for whatever it is you put on a baby's butt.
What?
You know, when you're the I don't know, there's some kind of salve or something that you put on a baby's
Quit while you're ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't have a baby.
No, there's a whole bunch of different ointments and creams for babies if they get rash and
Yeah, and so this is just for applying that so you don't have to actually touch any parts.
Nice hand motion.
Well, yeah. Glad we moved.
But if you think I'm gonna jump into my own frying pan and flip myself, forget it. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Fox is next.
See you later.
It's July 11th, the greatest day ever. On the 11th of July, 1804, Vice President Aaron Burr fatally shoots his longtime political antagonist, Alexander Hamilton, in a pistol duel. Hamilton died the next day, but Aaron Burr could be heard saying until his dying day,
I won the duel. Where's my Broadway musical? I can rap.
Have a great July 11th, the greatest day ever.
I guess you could say he was pistoled off.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
7 o'clock was a few minutes ago.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. At the NATO summit in Belgium, President Trump accuses the German government of being controlled by Russia.
It's very saying when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia, where you're supposed to be guarding against Russia, and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel responds that her country makes independent policies and decisions. She meets with President Trump later today. A firefighter's been killed in a gas explosion in downtown Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Two others are hospitalized.
One with a minor injury and was admitted. One who is still in very critical condition.
Police Lieutenant Kevin Kunipacki. Other people are hurt as well. A contractor hit a gas line before that explosion. Several buildings are destroyed. A half mile around is evacuated, with a high school being used for people who need a place to be. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Funny noises. You hear them everywhere, even on your favorite morning show. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Affleck.
Jay Scott.
Tappity tap.
Emily Hayes.
Why? Why?
Bailey the Wonder Dog.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
And Rich Thomas.
I'm just not into it.
Well.
Mr. Poopy Pants.
Get ready. Here comes three men.
Busty.
And a lady.
Butt spatula, we're going to get another crop from William and Lee. And Bailey, they made you into a transpetual. No test. All right. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, yours truly, Greg Goodell, the one and only. Rich Thomas with your forecast.
It's foggy in spots this morning, and it's very interesting to note that, for instance, at Danley Field, visibility is down to 0.2 miles.
Ooh.
That's serious business. And yet, the visibility at Maxwell is 10 miles, and Prattville is 10 miles. 10 miles is the means there's no restrictions to visibility, so it just depends on where you are. Very humid out there today, steamy, with a high temperature in the middle 90s and the heat index 100 to 105. Yesterday's high was 95 and the heat index got to 100. Widely scattered afternoon storms for the lucky today. Tonight's low 74, tomorrow partly sunny, hot again, high in the middle 90s, isolated to scattered storms. Maybe a few more than today. Triple-digit heat indices continue Friday and Saturday, high in the low to mid 90s. A little better coverage on the storms on those days. Right now, this morning, again, fog in some spots. Otherwise, it's steamy, and the temperature is 75 at 7:09.
All right. Apparently, I don't know if this is... There's all kinds of headlines, if you look around the internet, that Hillary Clinton's planning to run again. The reason I bring that up, is that for whatever reason, the Clintons were flying commercially.
Yeah.
Instead of privately the other day. And that's getting a lot of attention. Is this, was this the only choice they had, or are they trying to show that they're just like the rest of us?
Like common people?
Yeah, riffraffs.
You know, I know how Republicans feel about Hillary Clinton, but I'm pretty sure that a good deal of Democrats have Clinton fatigue. And realize their the future of their party is not with
her. Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I don't think they want to go through it again.
So
no.
Why is she going to run again?
I mean, she lost to Obama the first time. And let's face it, I don't think she's...
She's not the future of their party.
No,
she's
handled herself with a whole lot of dignity, just whining and complaining and blaming everybody but herself.
Yeah, going on these speaking engagements.
I don't think that's right. I think you got, at some level, you got to take responsibility for your own failures. And believe me, I've watched Twitter yesterday. There's one Republican after another begging her to do it. Please, please do it. What could be more fun than watching her lose the third time? It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven on this convenient day of 7-Eleven. How about that, huh?
Where's the closest 7-Eleven to us? Do we know?
200 or 300 miles away.
It's a good ways out.
It used to be all over Alabama, and then one day...
the Slurpee machine broke?
They sold them out to other people.
Huh. Well...
That's too bad, you know? Because when I'm in South Florida, they're all over the place, and I will use them. Sometimes they're built into a gas station, mm-hmm. and sometimes they're freestanding. But I don't know, at least the ones down there that I've, they're clean. They're like, you know, little mini marts. And that's just, add that to the list of things that for whatever reason we either had or used to have in Montgomery and no longer have. and there's a long list of places that have come and gone.
In Ohio, there's one called Lawson's, and it's kind of like 7-Eleven.
I will tell you, Quick Trip
wholesome.
In Georgia,
yeah.
That is the, oh, it's amazing. Quick Trip, yeah. It's like how I, before Montgomery got a Milo's, and I would do my Milo's run. Like, I know the first exit you can get it going north, so the last option you can get it going south, but now it's now. It's
I had a friend of mine, the guy whose memorial I attended last September, he used to, before they started to expand their franchise, he would drive all the way to Orlando for one thing, Steak and Shake.
Really?
Yeah. They just had something there that you, and that was the only one in the state at the time. Now they're all over, but see, when you love something, you'll drive to get it.
We have one left in Montgomery. We used to have three.
There's a Steak and Shake in Prattville, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there in Prattville.
The first time I ever saw a prostitute, and it's always busy, was at Steak and Shake in Atlanta.
Because my beloved Mommy the Swami, she loves Steak and Shake, the burger with the mustard relish combo, and sometimes I'll pick those up and surprise her.
Mm. There's no 7-Eleven. There's 807 stores in Florida. I don't know if that's northern Florida or southern Florida. I don't know if they're close by. There's one in Kentucky, and there's 33 in South Carolina. Those are the closest.
Is that
wow,
right?
That is wow. So weird. All right, we're going to quickly check traffic at 713, and coming up, Jay's Random Facts.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Careful on 85 northbound. Right after you go past East Boulevard, you're going to start encountering some delays. That is from road construction. Try to stay all the way over to the left, and I understand you can get through there. It'll be slow, but you can get through. Everything else looks okay. 65 is all right. Don't see anything on the Boulevard or Atlanta Highway. The 31s are all good. It doesn't matter what kind of car you want, a Ford, Chevy, Honda, Hyundai, even a Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter has it, or they can get it. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Do you ever check your phone and find you had a mystery phone call? And you couldn't figure out how you managed to miss it. That happened to me this morning. That my friend Morris Capuano called yesterday, and I missed it. Didn't even know he had tried, but here he is, so I can apologize to start the conversation. How are you, Morris?
Well, thank you. I had some car problems. I was in Birmingham yesterday morning, but wasn't it, let me see, the 7 was green, and the 11 was the actual word 11, and it was in red?
Yes.
Is that right? Or do I have it reversed?
I can't. I was just on their website, and I don't even remember.
I think the 7 is a number, and the 11 is spelled out. At
right.
Least it was.
And I think the 7 was red, and then 11. And they had Magic Market. And I used to collect, like if you would get an IC, you could clip off those little coupon things.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that?
Sure.
Anybody?
I don't know.
They were long gone before, yeah, it's...
You got to remember, Morris, the two Utes on the show here are not going to remember some of the things that... You're younger than I am.
Well, not by much as Rich.
And Junior over here is also...
Yeah, I remember.
Junior!
When I came to town...
Rich, you're not the Ute. You're not... You're kind of up there with us. So
yeah.
You remember 7-Eleven?
Yeah, when I came to town, they were all over town here. When I came to town.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys are doing this morning. I hope you stay cool. My air is not working. I need a place to take my AC to.
Don Duncan.
Of course, Don Duncan. Okay. It's hot out there, my Lord. So I went to this conference yesterday, another conference. I think it was on Monday, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling me about a product that I was able to offer that I was missing out on. And it's going back to this 100% product. So there are certain websites you can go to that you can call us about. We can check and see if your property, if you're interested in buying a home, is in a low to moderate income census tract. If it is, then you can buy a home up to $250,000 with no money down and then no income restrictions. So as before, your income restrictions were around $63,000, if you make $80,000 and you're a young person or you or someone starting out, an emerging client or anything like that, and you want to buy a and you want to buy a $250,000 home, which is a really, really nice home, but you don't have the down payment and you live in, you're buying in a moderate income area, which a good bit of Montgomery can be in certain areas, you can qualify for this program. You know, that's that is a phenomenal mortgage product, because right now so many people are saying student loans, they're paying down student loans. There's, you know, the number of trillions of dollars in student loans we have is incredible.
Yeah, we had a guy call us last week who had a his student loan payment is like $700 or $800 a month, and he's making a very good living with the degree he, you know, paid for. He says, I'll be paying this off till I retire. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's got a ways to go. A lot of people in that particular situation. So, you know, if you are saddled with student debt, you know, certainly work on that. Consider refinancing it, because the companies who will do it, if you want to get down and speak with us over at Renaissance Mortgage, I'm at the Taylor Road location right near Baptist East and right near the Publix over there. You know, sit down with us, pick up the phone, call me, 409-9300. I'm going to pick up the phone. If not, it goes to voicemail. I'll call you back, and we can talk about what situation you have that is specific to your needs that you as a client want to do. And when you're buying a home for the first time, don't do it over the internet. Don't do it through one of those companies who has those rocket type of things. You know, deal with someone local, because you want to give back to the community. You want to give back to Montgomery. You want to support the radio stations that we're talking about right now. You know, work with someone local, whoever it is, even if it's not us, work with someone local. But see that person in person, so you know you've got the connection with the person you're speaking to, and we think we can make a good connection with me.
All right, and this man will bust butt, if I may use a street term, to get you into a new home. Morse Capuano Renaissance Bank, 409-9300, NMLS number 402669, and Equal Housing Lender. Morris, thanks. Get that AC fixed, and don't remember, you know, Don Duncan will get you back to your office so you don't have to lose any time at work, and pick you up when your car is ready, too. And by the way, we give away the works from Don Duncan every Friday during the Emily segment. Right now, we've got news coming up and Jay's Random Facts, followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. The new specials are out. I'll tell you about those in a bit.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after two women were shot and killed last night. Police say the shooting happened in the 4700 block of Narrow Lane Road. One victim died at the scene, the other died at Baptist South Hospital. So far, no arrests have been made. Following the recent dog death in Trustville, where a woman left her dog in a car for several hours while she shopped at Walmart, Senator Del Marsh says he would like to see a Good Samaritan law in Alabama. Marsh hopes to introduce a bill during the next legislative session. And hundreds of women riding motorcycles have converged on the capital city. They're called Motor Maids, and they have come from all over North America for their annual convention. They will be in Montgomery until Friday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Greg Budell is in the runoff, and he is running. Greg Budell. Greg Budell is hardworking. Greg Budell is honest. And Greg Budell never takes more than two ketchup packets from the fast food restaurant, even though he could grab as many as he wanted.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell is a political outsider. Or maybe Greg Budell is a political insider. Hell, if that's what it takes to get elected, Greg Budell will be a political apple cider.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell is going to drain the Montgomery swamp. And if the price is right, he'll drain your pool and clean the liner.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell wants your support. Greg Budell wants your vote. Greg Budell wants your spare chain.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell invites you to check into his background and see what a clean record he has. Only don't spell his name with an E on the end.
Greg Budell.
Remember, a vote for Greg Budell is a vote for Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Paid for by the committee to elect Greg Budell. Dr. Zygmunt Azebo, chairman.
This is Dr. Zygmunt Azebo, and I approve this message.
Greg Budell. Greg Budell.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016, in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for Lieutenant Governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Whenever my team prepares our funny car for the next run, we're always thinking ahead, and so should you with Advance Auto Parts. Come in today and have your battery, starter, and alternator checked for free. There's never any charge for battery installation with purchase, and Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Services available on most vehicles at most locations.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There are those in this country that want to strip away your freedoms. This may be tough to swallow, America, but there are those that want to take your drinking straws. The right to carry, own, and use a straw is under attack by turtle-loving environmental wackos. Sure, they'll say it's just a straw. But what's next? Sippy cups? Travel mugs? The right to drink itself? In 1775, Patrick Henry, while waiting for a caramel macchiato at a Virginia Starbucks, proclaimed, "Give me a straw or give me death." Patrick? Your inalienable right to suck a sugary carbonated beverage through a plastic tube, a right granted by our forefathers, by God himself, is being threatened. Remember, straws don't kill turtles. Turtles who don't know how to use straws kill turtles. A message from the NSA, the National Straw Association.
And now, a man who has...
It's no problem.
Doing random. Random.
Facts.
Ah, good. Oh, that took some timing. Yay.
No problem. I'll try it again on a slow day one more.
Did you know, if you die in Amsterdam... And you have no next of kin, and nobody to attend your funeral, a poet will write a poem for you and recite it at your funeral.
It's sad, but awfully touching.
He won't be there, but he'll email it.
Somebody from Amsterdam actually commented on this and said that last year 15 lonely funerals were held.
Oh. Oh, man.
Sometimes.
And it wasn't today, like, hug a lonely person day?
Uh-huh. It is.
That's depressing, y'all. Your
How
segments
can
are...
can you break?
Oh, my lens.
Did you know that a man who survived a jump from the Golden Gate Bridge, but he broke his back on impact, he was saved from drowning by a sea lion who kept him afloat until rescuers could reach him.
Wow, that is cool.
That is really cool. Was the sea lion a poet, too?
I don't know. Probably not.
I don't know where I got that. You know how many... I don't know the number, but there's...
How many have jumped from there?
A lot of people... There? Yeah, they keep that number very close to the vest. They don't tell, but it's a lot.
Yeah. Did you know that if you're in Norway and you own an electric car, that will get you free public parking, free ferry trips, and the right to drive in bus lanes?
Wow.
If you have an electric car.
Okay.
I got a better parking space at Marlins Ballpark when I had my hybrid.
Yeah?
Yeah, right there on the first floor. Hey, pull in here, sir. That was pretty cool.
Ooh, fancy.
That's nice. It was specifically for hybrids? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a horror. It's one of those eight-story parking garages
right.
that takes forever to get out of when everybody's trying to leave at once.
Sure.
I was right out, man.
Nice. Cool. Did you know that there are only three original citrus fruits?
Lemon.
No, actually.
Lime.
Nope. You'll never get them.
Orange.
No.
Persimmon.
No.
Satsuma.
You'll never get them.
Okay.
You'll never. Keep going if you want to.
No, I mean, you shot down my hopes and dreams.
I know.
News and Views will be delayed today due to the fruit.
Yes.
Citrus guessing game.
Pomelo is one of them. Citron is another, and mandarin is another. Yeah. Most other citrus fruits are hybrids of these three. An orange comes from a hybrid of a mandarin and a pomelo.
You know, they use those things on Chopped.
I thought pomelo was a cigarette.
yeah, right. First comment says, hey, that means life did not give us lemons. We made lemons, and then we made lemonade.
How do you like that? Good thinking there, huh?
That's good. I like that.
Did you know the Mars Corporation discontinued a candy bar with $50 million in sales only because the Mars family did not like peanut butter?
Okay.
When was this?
What was this? What was the?
It was a candy bar called PB Max.
Wow. I remember
that one because they didn't like peanut butter.
It was launched in 89 or 90. It was made of creamy peanut butter and oats on top of a whole grain cookie enrobed in milk chocolate.
Like a pinstripe wrapper thing. Did it have multiple X's in it?
No, it looked like that.
Yeah, I remember that logo.
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. The old PB Max.
Just because they didn't like chocolate.
Just no.
They didn't like peanut butter.
You're the one that doesn't like chocolate.
I know.
Did you know that according to scientists, the South China tiger is functionally extinct? Well, how does something become functionally extinct? Well, exactly. A South China tiger has not been spotted in the wild for over 25 years. However, there is a banker. His name is Stuart Bray. He has 19 of them held in captivity at a reserve in South Africa.
Why?
Because that's what you do when you have money. I don't know.
He's got the last.
He owns 19 of them.
South China.
But functionally, they are extinct because they are not. There are none of them in the wild, or at least not seen in the wild.
Huh.
Well.
Yeah. Did you know that a study showed that the average male gets bored on shopping trips after just 26 minutes?
I get bored shopping after 26 minutes.
While the average woman, which I guess you aren't, tires after around 2 hours.
Yeah.
No. I hate it.
Boy. You can make all this crap up that we're all the same, we're all equal. There are inherent differences in the sexes above and beyond the physical ones where there's a higher tolerance for shopping. Because women, weren't they the gatherers in primitive times, in cave people times? They were the gatherers while the men were the...
The hunters and gatherers, yeah, that's what you're saying.
A lot of that's programmed, man.
I am in and out of that store. I know what I want.
Me too.
I get it, and I'm out.
I don't dilly-dally. I hate shopping.
I'll spend a lot of time online shopping.
I mean, I'll research some stuff online before I go shopping for anything, like, major, but I can't stand people that can just, like, mall walkers. How? Why? People who window shop. What is the point of that? That's depressing. Window shopping.
Seeing things you can't buy?
Yes. Oh, my God. I hate that.
Oh.
So I didn't mean to get fired up, you know, but I'm not a average woman.
Well,
you guys would be impressed with me at Food Outlet, how quickly I get what I need.
I think that's where a lot of this stuff stems from, is that I would go grocery shopping with my stepmom when I lived with my dad and my stepmom, and she she wouldn't do anything that made sense in the grocery store. Like, she would start on the right side, but, you know, need to go over to the left side for something, then come back to the right side, and then go to the middle. And it's like, dang it, Sarah, if we could just go up and down each aisle and you get what you need on that and go, and then when we're to the right side of the building, we leave. And it makes more sense to do your cold shopping last, in my opinion, so why not start on the side where you're not on the cold? I mean, it's just, I hate it.
I'd be even faster if I wasn't stopping to take pictures in the chicken.
Yeah.
Gotta take pictures in this textile.
Mommy, why is that man taking pictures of the chicken?
Why is that man smelling the jockstrap?
Oh, my God.
I wonder if I had any reaction to that on Facebook. I posted the link you sent. So far, nasty. I think I'll stick with Tide. Rusty, and if anybody is a judge of bad taste, Rusty says, I was not surprised, just bad taste. And Brenda says, gross. Yeah. So far, all thumbs down.
Yeah. Wow.
I saw it. Very rarely do I see something and do a double take. Did I just see what I saw?
Mm.
Thought it was totally inappropriate.
Yeah. Did you know of that show? It was on CBS, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
It was on for 8 years.
Yeah.
And it always, it started off, the opening episode started off with these two kids talking to their dad about how they met your mother. You never saw the dad other than in the flashback type thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But you never saw the older dad talking to the kids. You only saw the kids. Well, producers feared that those young actors involved would become unrecognizable for the final episode. And so they filmed the final scene when they filmed the first scene. And they kept it under wraps for 8 years.
Is that right?
I've never heard that one before. That's pretty amazing.
Because they were afraid those kids would outgrow...
Yeah.
You know how it is with child actors and everything.
Yeah.
No, they have to replace the, you know, by the time... Oh, God, what was it? 90210. They were all, like, in their 30s playing high school kids.
Right.
Andrea was the oldest one. She was, like, 26 when they started filming, and she was supposed to be 17 or 18. It was a push there, Andrea.
That was smart thinking on the producer's part.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Did you know in 1989, a Soviet Air Force jet fighter crashed into a house in Belgium? There was no pilot in it. The pilot had ejected over an hour earlier over Poland because of technical problems he was experiencing.
Wow.
It flew for another hour. Crashed in Belgium.
How and
killed. Did you say it killed somebody?
And on top of that, they lost the World Cup.
It did kill somebody.
Oh, wow.
I didn't say it, but it did.
Right. Well, that's okay. You started off with a depressing fact, so.
Did you know that 10 to 20% of power outages here in the United States are caused by what? What do you think?
Overloading.
Rodents.
I was going to say squirrels.
Squirrels is exactly right, squirrels. Yeah.
All right, well, they're rodents.
They're rodents, yes.
Yeah. Rodents.
They're just big rats. And finally, did you know that moonshine jugs that have that XXX on them,
mm-hmm.
you know what that means, you alcoholics, you?
What the crap?
What does it mean?
Somebody call me?
That means, like, how many times it's been distilled.
That's exactly what it means, you alcoholic, you.
Don't look at me like that. I just like to know things.
Those are your random facts.
Well, that certainly was very interesting.
Enlightening.
And we learned something. We learned something today about something.
I didn't know.
Now, let me do a little experiment here on the fly.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
How dry I am.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I am. All right, we got a $10 food outlet pop quiz coming up in just a moment.
I voluntarily show up every day for this.
You voluntarily do that?
Well, I mean, the paychecks.
I was going to say, wait a second. Hey, we got you on full time now, right?
Yeah.
Either of you hear from...
Key Lime Pie Gate.
Our good friend Paul.
I have not. I need to go over there. I usually try and hit the place once a week, but I haven't gone there.
I just wondered. I can make key lime pies for less because I shop at Food Outlet cost plus 10. So I'm able to buy more eggs for less. The chain store for the name brand sweetened condensed milk that you need to make a key lime pie It's like $2.99 a can, you know, because you only need one can per pie. And it's $1.99 at food outlets. So I bought a case. Why not? With 12 cans, I saved $12 from the change just on that one item. So you can see as I celebrate 5 years now, thank you, Larry Stevens, for turning me into a food outlet shopper. I go there every week without fail. Even the weeks I'm out of town, I'll go before or after. It messes up their time clock over there when they see me on a day other than Sunday.
And my text better be there by 8 o'clock, you know what I mean?
Or you're worried.
I'd like to see you branch out and maybe do a key lime pie milkshake.
I can...
You can have a whole key lime, Greg's key lime product.
No, I like
I'll
that
try
idea.
Anything. I'll try anything. This week at Food Outlet, ground beef is $1.86 a pound, so you can make like a mega meatloaf if you want. And by the way, sausage.
Make tacos.
Tacos. I've done that. I've made tacos from scratch, and they're good.
It's Taco Wednesday.
ground beef is $1.86 a pound. You can get 10 boxes of Quaker Instant Grits for $10. And still have a little change left over, or 11 packages of Bar S sliced bologna and make fried bologna sandwiches. That stuff is great. Or if you just want to play
truth or bologna,
it's a great price.
Bet they sell Gain detergent over there, too.
Cost plus. They do, Rich, sell everything you need for your laundry and house cleaning needs as well, and those items, too. Cost plus 10 at Food Outlet, 3 locations. Main Street and the Preferred Community, Highway 14 and Postcard Lake Millbrook, Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. See you there on Sunday morning around 7:45. And now, let's win a $10 Food Outlet gift today by playing and winning our pop quiz. Here with today's question is Quizmaster.
Sorry, got some news there that I'll look into in just a minute. Here's your question. Rich, your first question, I thought, oh, that's great, but I knew we were running on short on time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I switched my question. Then you sent me another text,
yeah.
And it's exactly the question that I had switched to. The Mars Corporation discontinued a candy bar that had $50 million in sales because they did not like a certain ingredient in that candy bar. What is it, and what was the name of the candy bar?
Go. Okay.
Oh, it's a two-parter.
The name. 272-9228 is our number. This should be easy to win. 272-9228, and we better see those phones explode by the time we come back from this brief traffic update.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still dealing with that delay on 85 northbound. It's right after you go past Eastern Boulevard. Before you get to Bell Road, you'll start encountering delays. And it goes all the way down past Taylor Road. Opens up again before you get to Chantilly Parkway. But right there in that one little area, it is very backed up. Try to stay to the left, and they say you can get through there. It'll be slow, but you can get through. The Boulevard looks really good so far this morning. Nothing on Atlanta Highway. 65 a speed limit ride, and the 31s are looking fairly good. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions, and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is better than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed as greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Let's find a winner for our pop quiz, and we start with Mark.
Was it the PB Max?
And what was the ingredient that they didn't like?
Peanut butter.
That is it.
Good work, Mark. You won a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet. You can buy anything but PB Max there at cost. But cost plus 10% does apply to candy as well.
You could buy the ingredients to make your own PB Max.
That's true.
Hang on. We're going to take good care of you here in just a second at 740.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Chris is a hurricane in the Atlantic with winds now of 105 miles an hour. It's going to pass well off the U.S. coastline, however, cause high surf all along the U.S. coastline and have a brush with the Canadian Maritimes and even still hold together around Iceland later by this weekend. And then Burrow is trying to regenerate, and that's a 50% chance that'll happen over the next few days. Our part of the tropics, quiet. Very hot today with a high in the mid-90s. Heat index 100 to 105. Widely scattered afternoon and evening storms translated. That would be about a 20% coverage on the radar. Tonight's low around 74. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot again with a high in the mid-90s and isolated to scattered storms. So a little better coverage tomorrow. Then triple-digit heat indices continue on Friday and Saturday with highs in the low to mid-90s and a little better coverage on the afternoon showers and storms. More like the 40% range by then, and the forecast doesn't change much through Sunday. Right now this morning, fog in some areas. Otherwise, it's a steamy 75 with 96% relative humidity at 742.
I think this being the anniversary of the Marines, they technically became their own branch of military 220 years ago today, the Marines did.
Right.
All right, so this being the anniversary, our True the Baloney is all about famous names and were they or were they not Marines.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to give one of our Marine veterans a chance to play and win the game first. So if you are a veteran of the Marines,
Semper Fi,
give us a call at 272-9228, and we'll give you first crack to play this game. Famous, but I'm surprised at some of the people on this list and whether or not they were actually Marines. 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. I know somebody who got a key lime pie yesterday. That was Lewis Long.
Not Emily Hayes.
You got a request, I make them. I'll make them for you. You know, because I can make them at cost plus 10%, thanks to Food Outlet. What you want to do at Lewis Lawn, though, is buy whatever you need to maintain the outside of your home if you're a do-it-yourselfer. They carry great products lines like Echo, Exmark, Toro, all the steel products, Shindawa, and more. Chad Sasser is the guy that tracks all the manufacturer's specials and incentives. He can set you up with the best deals, help you with financing. And then, of course, best of all, they're there for you after your purchase because they have a full-service department, whether it's a mower, blower, pressure washer, or anything else you need for outdoor maintenance. The pros choose Lewis Lawn because they know they can get their equipment fixed, if necessary, quickly so they don't lose valuable warm-weather time. But, of course, for the do-it-yourselfer, it's just as important. You don't want your... When you want to get your lawn groomed, your outdoor, your yard looking good, you don't want to be slowed down. Lewis Lawn makes your warranty worth something. Great folks. At 1135 Northeastern Bypass, they're open right now. Open every day, Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 244-9191. Do we have a former Marine? All right. If we can't find a former Marine, we'll take a civilian whose freedoms have been protected by Marines on this special edition of Truth or Baloney. 272-9228. A $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro can be yours.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
70 and 97, the two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration, like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now the really quick World Cup sports report for people who could care less about the World Cup. This morning it's England versus Croatia. Yeah, Croatia. This has been the really quick World Cup sports report for people who could care less about the World Cup.
I think I'm rooting for Croatia. And that's the death wish on them. Time to play.
Truth or baloney.
And we have Marie on the phone. Marie, how are you?
Hey, Marie.
Fine. How are you?
Great. Good.
Good. This being the anniversary of Marines, I'm going to give you the name of a famous person. All you have to do is tell me whether or not that person was or was not in the Marines. And our first name, Drew Carey. Drew Carey, was he a Marine or not?
No.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Served 6 years in the Marine Corps Reserve.
Can't picture him in
you've never seen the picture of him in the service? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. You can phone a friend if you need to. I knew that he was in the Marines, but I can't guarantee that I know the rest of them.
Okay.
All right, here's your next name. Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman, was he a Marine or not?
I'm going to say yes, but yes.
Winning.
He served as a field radio operator in the Marines for 4 years. Hmm. Next name, B. Arthur from the Golden Girls. B. Arthur from the Golden Girls.
Yes.
Winning.
You did it. How about that? What a comeback.
Wow. Woo-hoo. She was in the Marines?
Yes.
Yeah, in the Marine Corps Women's Reserve, served as a typist and truck driver. Huh. That's kind of maudy, don't you think?
Yeah.
During World War II. And there was one name on here I was not going to read for any reason. The last name was President Bush, the first President Bush. He served, but he was a pilot in the Navy, not the Marines.
Not the Marines.
Yeah, that was tricky.
So you have won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Congratulations.
Oh, my.
And our thanks, hold on, Jay's going to get your information for you. Our thanks to all who serve, but on this day in particular, the Marines, man, some of the stuff they've had to face.
They're the first to go. They're the front line.
Just watching, have you ever seen World War II in color?
Mm-hmm.
They have taken black and white films unlike Ted Turner, who really annoyed a lot of people with colorizing old black and white movies.
Especially some of them, the classics.
You never see those anymore, do you?
No, you don't. They took them all.
That was like tampering. That was like putting a mustache on the Mona Lisa.
Uh-huh.
It is what it is. You either like it or you don't.
Yeah.
But
World War II in color is pretty cool.
And they've also been able to go, but you know how in the old, Emily?
Uh-huh.
I was hoping for more of a...
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry.
The early days, of, like in silent movies and stuff, when they shot the film, everybody looks like they're moving faster than normal.
Yeah.
They've now developed a process to colorize those films, like from World War One and those eras, and slow the motion down so it's
correct
more
the
natural.
Speed. Yeah.
And it's amazing to see things that used to look almost funny, like the Kaiser marching through Paris.
Yeah.
And see them
at regular speed
and in color, you get a much better
When Rich was talking, was it yesterday that you talked about the first film that was in color?
The Eastman Kodak first, 1928, the first, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a handful of years before that that they had started doing the, not full films in color, but they would go back and have a colorization process where they could do, like, your primary colors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's one of my favorite scenes in Phantom of the Opera with Lon Chaney. Is the masquerade scene where he comes out as the Red Death, and you can see where, like, they painstakingly made his costume red, and the few people around him were kind of colored by default, but then as you get to the outer edges and stuff, it goes back to black and white.
And then I just gave Greg a DVD of where they took all those pictures from the Civil War, thousands of them, and added color, and it just brings it to life.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. It's just like reliving it all.
Boy, we got some great Morning Maroon nominees next hour.
Yeah.
The one we mentioned at the beginning of the show, that story just takes the cake. We should wait.
Oh, the garage?
Yeah, that was the woman who took her car to a mechanic. Instead of offering cash, she offered
that.
And he said, I'll take that deal. Fixed the car, drove her back to her house, decided that the garage was the best place for that because she was married.
It's not the birthday.
And they left the engine running and,
carbon monoxide.
It's stupidity and carbon monoxide.
Do not mix.
A deadly combination!
You are right, Fire Marshal Bill. Let me look here. It is 7:54 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We we have many things in common. What makes this show fun is some of the things that we don't have in common. Mm-hmm. But the one thing we do share here is a passionate appreciation for the excellence of the work they do at Montgomery Paint and Body, including a man who has his own wing with a pinball machine in it. Rich Thomas.
He becomes an independent branch of the military.
Donnie Turner, really begins with him. You can have... And he does. I mean, they've got talented people, state-of-the-art equipment. They have all of those things. But if it's not built into the integrity of the business owner to do the job right or not do it at all. And believe me, he's turned away business because I'm not going to do that shortcut as recommended by the insurance adjuster. We're cheating the customer. He's got what's called a very powerful conscience, and he will not compromise his integrity for anything. So that's why when you take your car there, it's going to be done right. And when you get it back, it's going to look absolutely dazzling. The latest example,
Joey's.
That car looks like if you wanted to offer money to buy it, it would cost about $25,000. Mm-hmm. It just looks amazing out there in the lot. And that's what they do at MPB. I've got one friend who didn't even recognize her car. It looked so good after they did a little body work on it for her. So remember MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with AW.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
special. Wednesdays are special at Baumhauer's. A, because we head over there after happy hour. How nice to head over there with a $20 gift card to enjoy. In fact, you can feed two for lunch on a $20 gift card at Baumhauer's with the summer specials starting at $5.99. And every day they have specials on the menu. So ask and find out what the chef's got going at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, both downtown and on the Boulevard. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, and probably very close to 3, I'll ask you for the word special at 272-9228. If you're caller 6, you'll win that gift card. Again, special, your word of the day from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. It is 7:55. We're going to check traffic. We got Fox News. Then we're back. Rich will update the forecast. And then we have all the crap we normally do between 8 and 9.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. That delay on 85 northbound still there, but it's kind of drifted to the south. You'll start encountering that now as you cross the Eastern Boulevard. It's actually a little bit south of the Eastern Boulevard, and it's not nearly as big. So things may be looking up there just a little bit. Everything else looks okay as far as the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, all that looking real good. And 65 is okay so far. Summertime on Lake Jordan is what living is all about. Bo Evans Realty can make your dream lake home a reality. If you want to buy a lake home or sell your lake home, call Bo Evans Realty. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The majority of the radio world opens the mic and then thinks, well, now what?
Well, then we are on two different wavelengths.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. With so many banks and mortgage lenders out there, I know you're probably wondering what makes Alabama Home Mortgage different. Let me tell you. First, we are your neighbors. Don't call a faceless 1-800 number. Call 567-4223 to talk to the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. We are located in Wetumpka. We know the river region. We are able to shop for the very best program and rate available for you. There's nothing like an Alabama Home Mortgage. Let us show you the difference. You won't be disappointed. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. I just received a text from a reliable source. There is a gas leak at the RSA Tower. The Monroe Street entrance is closed. You can enter the building on the Union Street side. So again, gas leak at the RSA Tower, Monroe Street entrance closed. But you can enter the building on the Union Street side. So that's late-breaking stuff. We'll get that down to the traffic dungeon, see if there's more detail on it. Right now, we're closing in on Fox at 8.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith. May God bless our glorious nation. I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn. Every child is...